Yesterday marked the 25th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall. That was a day of celebration in the German capital. The city is now unified, but near a place where the wall once divided it stands a reminder of Germany's past despair. It's a border crossing known as the Palace of Tears. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson went there.
For nearly three decades, this small blue building was the main departure hall for train travel from East Berlin to the West. East German officials who built the steel structure used huge glass windows to reflect the openness of their socialist society. But for many, the Palace of Tears was synonymous with spying and intimidation. Travelers like 73-year-old Sieglinde Neff dreaded entering this departure hall. She recalls passing through this rail station at Friedrichstrasse near the edge of East Berlin when she and her mother fled in 1959. They were among several million East Germans who escaped to the West before the Berlin Wall went up. Just outside of the station is where the Palace of Tears was erected shortly after the wall. Neff's videotaped account of her escape is on display at the departure hall, along with a few belongings she and her mother were able to take with them, including silverware and a porcelain ballerina figurine. She takes me on a tour of the building she used to enter after every visit to East Berlin. The officers in charge of checking passports here worked for the dreaded East German Ministry for State Security, nicknamed Stasi. Neff recalls her trepidation.
Yes, I always was afraid. I remember once in these cabins, he asked me, because I had a West German passport, and he asked me very quickly, he said, Aya, you are born in Berlin? Which part of Berlin? Oh, my heart, it was...
Fearing he might detain her, she lied and told him she was originally from West Berlin. Neff enters the exhibit's passport booth and points to the ceiling mirrors officers used to get a full view of the traveler.
It was clear that everything is observed. They're horrible, these people, in my opinion. When I was in East Germany for a visit, I never felt free. I always felt terrible.
It was even worse for Verona Chambers, another East German whose story is on display. She was a Russian language teacher whose then-husband failed to return from an authorized visit to his elderly aunt in West Berlin back in 1988. At the time, East Germans were not allowed into the infamous departure hall without a precious visa to the West. Chambers was finally allowed inside the building and given a visa for November 9, 1989, the day the wall came down. I reached her in Wisconsin, where she teaches high school in the town of Toma. Chambers says even though she was against the communist government, she did not think about leaving East Germany until her husband fled.
I was in so much trouble in East Germany because of that, that we thought, you know, it would probably be better to leave.
She said East German police had her under surveillance 24 hours a day, so she couldn't risk an escape with a 9-year-old son and 4-year-old daughter in tow. The authorities pressured her to get a divorce, and her friends and colleagues were ordered to keep their distance.
The East German officials told me I could not be married to somebody who left the family, basically, and lived on the western side. And they also told me, as a teacher, I would not have permission to go on teaching in a socialist country.
For nearly a year, officials refused to give her the form she needed to request permission to leave East Germany. They suspended her from teaching, hauled her in for repeated questioning, and made her life unbearable, she recalls.
You want to just crawl up in a ball and not show yourself anymore. The entire town was set against you. I was declared an enemy of state in my hometown in front of my children.
When she finally received permission to emigrate in early November 1989, Chambers was told she could only take a few small bags. So she sold her car and belongings, forfeited her life insurance, and left what little savings she had with her mother.
We had two bags in which I had clothing and then a smaller bag with shoes. My daughter had a little backpack with one of her stuffed animals in there and some toys, little toys. And my son insisted of bringing the fishing rod. He is still to this day a very outdoorsy person.
Her relatives drove her to the Palace of Tears, where they said goodbye for what they expected would be 25 years. That's how long East German law banned emigres from returning. She says her sadness and fear were tempered by the prospect of a free life on the other side of the wall. She finally arrived in West Berlin on the evening of November 9th.
So you would think, after having gone through all of this and then coming on the day where in the evening the wall would open up and everybody could come, you would be in despair, but not at all. You were euphoric and everybody was happy about it.
She says she still visits the Palace of Tears on occasion.
Even when you get close to it, to that building, it makes you wobbly in your legs. You have that shaking inside that probably will never go away.
Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Berlin.